Happy National Popcorn Day, everybody. I hope you stock up on some popcorn today, because tomorrow will be an interesting day for sure. I'm sure this entire week will be interesting. Welcome to Lion Logic, episode number 8, I believe. Man, if it's not number 8, that's embarrassing. It is number 8. Awesome. So, in this episode, I want to touch base on the Phoenicians, tribe of Dan, the Jews, the synagogue of Satan, everything that is related to that, I guess, satanic group, right? First and foremost, I like to say that these Satanists, these people who are worshiping Satan and whatnot, do you remember being in middle school or high school even, and there was this group of gothic kids or emo kids or whatever, and the only reason why they were like that is because they just rejected all of authority, basically. So that's how I see all these Satanists and stuff, these elite groups. They're all worshiping Satan and Moloch and all these different names for anything that goes against God. They're all just LARPing. They're just acting, basically. Not acting, I mean, I'm sure they believe in it, but there is no such thing as Satan. There's no devil. There's no opposite to God, right? Just how there's no opposite to life. The opposition to death is not life, it's birth. And there's no opposition to life, right? So, same way there's no opposition to God. It's just God. There's nothing that could, you know, come close to God. So, and this whole story about, oh, Satan went down from heaven and he was cast out of heaven and blah, blah, blah. You know, men wrote that, right? Men, like actual men wrote that. The Bible is not the word of God. The Bible is just, you know, a theological, allegorical book that is based off of constellations. The sun. So let me briefly just state real fast that there used to be this, I'm pretty sure it was Egyptian. It was so it was Horus. The story of Horus and Set, or Seth, some people call them. So Horus represents the sun, right? So it's going around, and the story goes, Horus wins in the daytime. They're battling all day and night, and come nighttime, Set finally destroys Horus. There was no actual two people named Set or Seth or Horus. This is just an allegory for the sun and the moon. The sun and the nighttime, right? So when the sun goes away, that's who Set is. It's the night. So the same thing is with Satan and the devil and whatnot and demons. None of it's real. All of it's just a state of mind. So if I want to harm someone, people are going to assume that I'm connected with Satan or some kind of negative power, but really all it is just a negative thought, and you the person acting out on those negative thoughts. So if a person with a knife, person holding a knife, has the decision to make, you either use the knife for good, like cutting something up, like cutting some fruit, making some food, or you could use a knife for evil and you could stab somebody. So that's just what it is. It's all it comes down to. There's no devil. There's nothing that could take your soul. That's all figure of speech. Oh, did you sell your soul to the devil? Oh, yeah, I sold my soul to the devil. What these people do, these famous people, these elite groups, they're figuratively selling their soul to the devil, right? So, first off, like I said, the devil isn't real. So, how can you sell something that is not tangible? You can't grab your soul. You can't sell it away to anybody, right? Especially someone that doesn't exist. So, what they're saying, that they mean is, I'm giving my energy to the powers of evil. It's not, take my soul, Satan, and make me famous. It's not how it works. It's, you are, I guess, initiated into the ritual or the sacrifice, whatever they do. And those around you, the elite, the leaders of those groups, they initiate you. They rein you in as whatever the fuck they do. So you never sell anything. There's no God. Or, I mean, there's no Satan that's waiting to accept it, right? So their God is Satan or Moloch, whatever. But yeah, so like I said, shit, it doesn't exist. So people always ask me, well, you say that they don't exist. Well, how do you explain demons, people who are possessed and all that stuff, people who see ghosts? Those people need help. They probably have something going on in their mind. Whether they were abused, I don't know. But negative thoughts, that's what's going to happen, right, when you have negative thoughts. If I sit here in my bedroom all day and have negative thoughts, most likely I'm going to, you know, see some shit. Because you're telling your mind that it's real when it's not. Like, you know, it's the same with, like, with anything else. You just have a negative thought, you're probably not doing too well in life as far as spiritually, mentally, setting up your brain to function properly. And it's almost scary. A lot of these people who I tell that the devil isn't real, demons aren't real, stop fucking believing in that bullshit. A lot of them, like, want to believe in this stuff. They're like, no, they're real, man. They're definitely real. The devil's real, man. Oh, really? So you, like, want to believe in him or something? Or I don't understand it. Trust me, the devil's not real. Demons aren't real. None of that shit's real. However, you were created by something. Something created you. And whatever it is good. So it can't be bad when something creates you and gives you a beautiful life. What is bad are the people who fuck up in life and make negative, you know, they make mistakes based off negative thoughts, and then their actions are the result of their thoughts. So I just wanted to touch base on that real fast before I got into the Phoenicians and all these people who worship Satan. So there's really nothing there to worship other than the rejection of the superior authority, which is God. It's like a child who just disobeys their parents because of they want it to have it their way or whatever, right? You see kids do it all the time, like, oh, can I stay at Charlie's house? And no, Timmy, you can't. And then little Timmy has his way, you know, fucking pissed off, whatever. It's the same way with all these LARPers, Hillary Clinton. Oh, I'm going to sacrifice a chicken to Moloch. No, you're just a fucking pedophile with some sick, twisted thoughts because of your past. I'm not trying to sympathize with Hillary Clinton at all, but you'd have to assume that they, at one point, she was at least somewhat normal, and then once you get into politics and all that stuff and see what's actually going on, they probably, you know, offered her whatever, and she took it up. But considering she's from Arkansas and stuff, it's she's probably weird. Her and Bill are probably very weird. But anyway, so all these people who worship something other than God, they're extremely lost to begin with. And if they're not lost, they're just disgusting people, most likely. So I'm going to read you a few quotes from the Orthodox, the Jewish Orthodox Bible, which is called the Talmud. There's just a few quotes from that book. Modern day Jews, they practice the Torah. Not all of them, but the Torah is just basically a carbon copy of the Bible, word for word. And it came before the Bible, mind you, so that should tell you a lot about the Bible. But let's read the Talmud, a few quotes from the Jewish Talmud, just showing you what they believe in, what they practice. And these are Orthodox Jews. These are not all Jews. I'm not saying all Jews are evil and fuck kids. Just most of them do. Okay, so here we go. Here's the Talmud. Murdering goyim is like killing a wild animal. So before I get into it, a goyim is a goy or a goyim, that's how they describe anyone who's not Jewish, right? So me, whoever, you. Sorry, there's a trash truck outside right now. Redo the first one for a second. Murdering goyim is like killing a wild animal. So they feel like if they were to kill you or me, it's really nothing. It's just like killing an animal. Even the best of the Gentiles should be killed. So Gentile, that's, again, another term that they use for someone who's non-Jewish, non-Orthodox Jew. So they're saying even the best of the best should be killed. Right, so let's see. A Gentile who pries into the law is guilty of death. So the law of Talmud, I'm not sure about that one, but they're fucking evil. Okay, so let's see. A lot of these are blurry. Okay, let's see. If a Gentile hits a Jew, the Gentile must be killed. When a Jew murders a Gentile, there will be no death penalty. When a Jew steals from a Gentile, he may keep. These are just some. I mean, there's thousands. Let's see. A Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. What the fuck? A Jew may marry a 3-year-old girl, specifically 3 years and a day old. Holy shit. The Talmud also states that Adam had sexual intercourse with all the animals in the Garden of Eden. Gentiles prefer sex with cows. Gentile girls are in a state of filth from birth. So they see anyone, any female who's non-Jewish as trash. Gentile girls, just read that one. All Gentile children are animals. Jews may use lies to circumvent a Gentile. So, you know, when you go up to a Jewish person, you ask them, do you practice the Talmud? Is that true what it says in the book? They're obviously just going to lie to you. So there's no point, because that's what they practice, to lie to the Gentile, right? Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a lot more, but let's see. It's pretty much the same thing as before. If a Jew finds an object lost by a Gentile, it does not have to be returned. So they're disgusting. The Jews are human beings, but the nations of the world are not human beings, but beasts. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. If a Gentile kills a Gentile or a Jew, he is responsible. But if a Jew kills a Gentile, he is not responsible. A Jew is permitted to rape, cheat, and perjure himself, but he must take care that he is not found out, so that Israel may not suffer. All property of other nations belongs to the Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to seize upon it without any consequence, basically. An Orthodox Jew is not bound to observe principles of morality towards people of other tribes. Yeah, they're disgusting. So that's just the Jewish Talmud. That's just one sect of disgusting pieces of shit, right? So then you have Islam. We go to Islam now, different religion. It's all fucked. They have arranged marriages with child brides, you know. Their prophet Muhammad, he was 53 years old when he had sex with an 8-year-old. And it's in there in the Quran. You could find it. Yeah, it's disgusting. Islam is also very disgusting. They've been raping children for over 2,000 years. So now let's take a look into the Phoenicians themselves. They're all the same to me, I would assume, when you reject God, that you're just a piece of shit to me. So they're all the same. So this was on my Instagram story a week ago, just a preface for this episode. So the Phoenician bloodline, right? The Phoenician civilization may be lost to time, but the genetic legacy of these ancient seafarers, because they dominated the sea, they created maritime law and all that stuff, they still live on today. So National Geographic's Chris Tyler Smith tested the DNA of 1,300 men from Phoenician hubs of Syria, Palestine, Cyprus, Morocco, and Tunisia. Analysis of their Y chromosome revealed Phoenician descended men make up at least 6% of the modern population of these ancient trading centers. So 6% of these, the people that live in these five certain areas, Syria, Palestine, Cyprus, Morocco, 6% of these men were found to have Phoenician descendants, right? Let's see. This means you find such genetic traces only if there has been an unbroken male line in that area. If a man only has daughters, his Y chromosome dies out. The findings do not suggest that Phoenician ancestry is restricted to the regions in the study. It means only that Phoenicians were there in sufficient numbers that chance events have not eliminated the Y chromosome traces. So basically, in summary, I guess, they found 6% of the people in that region were to be descendants from Phoenician, but they said that this can only happen if they were spread out, right? Because over time they would die out. The Phoenicians also created the alphabet. So they developed our alphabet by 3000 BC. The Egyptians and the Sumerians had invented complex symbolic writing systems. The Phoenician merchants were inspired by these early attempts at symbolic communication, but they wanted to develop a better version that would be easier to learn and use. So while the Phoenician language contains vowel sounds, their writing system eliminated them. Today, this lack of vowels can still be found in Hebrew and Aramaic, I guess, which were both heavily influenced by Phoenician script. By the 8th century BC, the Greeks adopted the Phoenician system and added vowels. Romans also took up the Phoenician alphabet and developed it into a nearly identical version to the one we use in English today. Not to mention, the Phoenicians took out so many letters. There used to be over 80, and now there's only 26 today, currently, in the English alphabet. So that's just another thing that they're keeping from us. So modern day deep state, they are the Phoenicians. It's just translated over time. Much of what we know about the Phoenicians comes from their enemies. One of the most enduring pieces of anti-Phoenician propaganda has been that they practice child sacrifice, which we all know the Jews do, and everybody, right? Everyone who hates God. Child sacrifice was not common and was reserved for elites due to the high cost of cremation. The Phoenicians, to seek divine favor, the Phoenicians sacrificed infants and buried them with offerings and ritual inscriptions in special graveyards. Archaeologists have discovered child sacrifice graves around Carthage in modern-day Tunisia and other Phoenician colonies, named after the Bible's account of a place of sacrifice. These tophets contain urns packed with carefully cremated tiny bodies. Some say this is evidence of child sacrifice, while others say this is just evidence of infants who died shortly after birth. But there's overwhelming evidence in favor of child sacrifice, considering the them being buried up with offerings and ritual inscriptions, right? So, and they're also special graveyards. Let's see. Yeah, so like I said, they traversed the seas. They were known as the Sea People. They conquered many regions. Let's see here. They conquered Spain and Portugal. They conquered many places, but these are the main places. So if you look around in architecture, buildings outside, a lot of buildings that are Phoenician made, Phoenician designed, Phoenician owned, they'll always have a statue, a figure coming out of water, or there might be a water fountain in the yard. They're always naked, and they look sort of Roman, but they're not. They're not Roman. They're Phoenician. The Phoenicians also knew about electromagnetic weapons, also known as the fasces. They also lived in pyramids because these pyramids were used for harnessing energy from the ether, the atmosphere up in the air. They also lived in some of these. And like I mentioned in my, on my Instagram page, they also used, a lot of antiquitech, which is like, ancient technology that is, that would be considered very, very advanced today. Like tuning forks and levitation, all that kind of stuff. Acoustical healing, sound levitation. That's how they built the pyramids, through levitating the stones. You can look into this. This is known, at least I thought it was known. But yeah, so that's just the introduction to the evil that runs the world, right? So the Tartarian Empire was also It coexisted with the Moorish Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and the Phoenician Empire. I guess you could call it an empire. So all these different factions, these people who reject God, there came a point in time where they came together and I would say teamed up in a way to sort of dominate the world, right? Both world wars were an easy way to destroy this architecture, these people who might have been really hard to conquer, considering the type of technology that they had, considering that their cities were built within star forts. But what's interesting to me is with the Phoenicians, how they seem to always either destroy with fire, which I think is direct energy weapons, or they somehow just conquer the area that needs to be conquered, right? So in my opinion, from my research, I've found that San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Boston, Paris, all these cities were empires of Tartaria, If you look at the architecture, you could see that everything is in Greco-Roman architecture or Gothic-esque style, which would be like how you see all these cathedrals and stuff. Let me take a look at some of this stuff on my page real fast. So yeah, I've mentioned before in my Instagram stories how there have been buildings that have been destroyed or burnt down. These buildings had free energy tech built into them. They didn't want the free energy in the 20th century, so they used the two world wars as a disguise to demolish these beautiful and wonderful buildings. You have the old main library in Cincinnati, which was built in 1874, but was torn down in 1955. There's a palace in Amsterdam that was also burnt down in 1961. Let's see. So 55, 61. Then you have the Wabash Terminal in Pittsburgh that was torn down in 54. The Church of Archangel Michael in Warsaw, Poland. That was demolished in 1923. A lot of these buildings were temporary too, which doesn't make sense. The Crystal Palace in London, that's the biggest one in my opinion. It was destroyed, obviously, caught fire in 1936. There's also been many fires across these Tartarian cities. In 1849, there was the Great Fire in San Francisco. San Francisco was almost entirely destroyed by fire seven times between 1849 and 1851. That's not suspicious. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, that to me is just bizarre. But, they've burned down all these places. They've taken away a lot of these buildings. If you look at my Tartaria story on my Instagram, it's saved. You can see the comparisons from 1900 Paris to 2017 Paris. They took away so much of that free energy architecture. It's just sad. But yeah, so this is what I think. So the tribe of Dan are the Canaanites, right? They're Jewish. The Canaanites are the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians are the Romans. The Romans are the deep state. The Phoenicians were the first to discover America. They ruled the seas. Deep state is reference to them being underneath us, quote unquote, underground, underwater. They built the tunnels, the dumbs, the deep underground military bases, underwater bases, and created maritime law. We are at war with an ancient group of people who traffic our children, murder them, and extract their blood, all the while deceiving us on a daily basis. So, that just about covers the Phoenicians. So, they created the language. Words are spells, right? They also erase most of the letters. A lot of what they erase is the same tactics they use today with our genealogy. This disconnects us from our true, you know, our true ancestry, our true bloodline. The definition of phonics is a method of teaching people to read by correlating sounds with letters or groups of letters in an alphabetic writing system. Phonics is the etymology stems from Phoenician phonics, just like phoenix, rise from the ashes. It's all satanic. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. But, yeah. Sorry, real fast. So, yeah, the Phoenicians are evil. We know this now. They don't go by Phoenicians anymore, but they do follow the same line of character, I guess. anyone who's degenerate, or, you know, not all degenerate people are Jewish, I would say, because a lot of young people are dumb and degenerate themselves, but they're not Jewish. A lot of them are dumb. But I would say not all degenerates are Jewish, but all Jewish people are degenerates. And you could see this for yourself. I would do the research. You don't want to look into a lot of stuff, just go to my Instagram page, LionBuzz11, Lion with a Y. I did all the research for you. Everything's there. If you have any questions, just write me. I will gladly answer them. Hopefully shortly. I like to get back to people as fast as possible. But sometimes I do like to sleep. I do like my solitude. And I do like playing piano sometimes too. So I won't always be able to get back to you right away, but I will get back to you, that's for sure. Unless they delete me, then you can find me just here, basically. But if they delete me here on this app, which is highly doubtful, I don't know why they would, but let's just say they do, that's pretty much it for me. I'm gonna call it a day, call it a career, I guess you could say. But look into the Phoenicians, look into the Canaanites, look into the tribe of Dan. Don't get all caught up in the mythology, the allegorical writings of it. Just try to see through the bullshit. There's a famous story about how the Roman Empire was attacked by sea people, but those are just the Phoenicians. And then once they all figured out that they hated God, then I'm sure it wasn't that much of a war going on between these factions. More so trying to erase the good from the planet. If you watch the documentary, The Greatest Story Never Told, it's on bitchute.com, bitchute.com. The Greatest Story Never Told. It's about Adolf Hitler and the rise of Germany, and how we are taught about Hitler and Germany, but in reality how Germany was actually sort of like a modern day America, a modern day Trump, if you will. The media attacks Trump. That's all they did to Hitler. Five Eyes is surrounding America, including China, trying to break up what's going on, this nationalist movement here in America that's extremely well. It's doing extremely well, in my opinion. They're trying to take that away the same way they did in Germany. They're trying to do the exact same thing. They're trying to erase Trump from the memory of the people, the minds of the masses. And hopefully they have a feeling like in 10 or 20 years they could paint him as an evil dictator and show you photos and videos that only they want to show you. And then they're going to tell you how he killed tons of Americans with COVID and all this stuff. So trust me, this is what they do. You know, the victors rewrite history. So that should tell you a lot. A big question of mine that I had regarding the Phoenicians and the deep state is, why are they so powerful? Why does it seem that no one can defeat them, right? I mean, going back to the beginning of time, no one's been able to do it. So let's go from today and then we'll move back. Let's take a look at Trump. Let's just say Trump dies today, okay? He won't, but let's just say he dies today. He would have failed the overthrow of the deep state. You take it back to 1963 when John F. Kennedy was trying to overthrow the deep state. He failed. And they didn't even care either. They knew he was going to overthrow them. So the only thing that they could do is blow his brains out. in front of the world, basically. I mean, just watching that clip of him being assassinated should tell you just how powerful these people are, just how hard it truly is to drain the swamp, right? It takes a long time, and we're so lucky to be living in this time. I mean, I know that we're lucky because I know what's going on. A lot of people don't seem to know what's going on. I see a lot of people on Instagram scared, doubting everything. Is this gonna happen? Is it still happening? Are we fucked? Is Trump bad? Is this, oh fuck, oh shit. Those people, you know, the advice I have for you if you're struggling with that, most likely it's because you're unfamiliar with Q. Maybe you haven't read all of his posts or his drops or actually researched every single thing that he's dropped since day one, like I have. You're not going to be aware of the situation, just how beautiful and monumental this is. And like Q so always says, it's biblical. It is biblical. We've come to a point in time where, you know, it's either put up or shut up. If nothing happens out of this, you could guarantee it that we will be living in this dystopian society, which would be absolute worst case scenario. But that's not gonna happen. Hasn't even come close, actually. I know to a lot of you, it seems like there's a war going on, a fight. Oh, Trump's losing ground, or the Patriots are losing focus. We've won this battle, I guess you could call it. Wasn't really a battle, it didn't take too long. We won this a long time ago. I would say this was locked up in 2015, even before Trump's presidency. People just don't understand. So that's basically what I wanted to cover about the Phoenicians and the deep state. To defeat them, you have to catch them, you have to play their own game, and you have to show full force. You can't just say you're going to take them down and not have a plan in place, because you will be assassinated, like Lincoln or Kennedy or whatever, right? Hitler couldn't defeat him because he had people in his own sect infiltrate what the movement was supposed to be. So Hitler never committed suicide. He never fled to a bunker with his wife. He actually fled to Argentina, where there's multiple accounts of him being seen down there. CIA documents, or I'm sorry, FBI documents stating that he's down there. And I believe he lived until 65 or so. Could be wrong, but yeah, so the deep state, they're very powerful. It's because of, you know, certain technologies, certain secrets being passed down, technologies and secrets being suppressed from the public. They also have a stronghold on innovators, people who invent new things, who would change the course of humanity. They just kill these people. The dude who invented the car that runs on water, Dr. Sebi, the dude who could cure AIDS or any disease. They kill these people. They don't want any positivity coming through any of your brainwashing devices. So if, you know, you're watching TV and there's a good person on it, there's most likely trying to cancel that person or delete their page or remove them or, you know, falsely accuse them. Yeah, they're evil. They're evil people. I mean, that's an understatement considering they rape children and sacrifice them. So I guess in closing, I would say don't ever fear negative energy. You only have yourself to fear, right? Fear itself is the only thing you should fear. I forget who said that, but some smart guy said that. And it's true because your state of mind is your state of mind. It's very redundant, but it is. It's true. You are what you think you are. So if I walk around saying, "Oh, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick all day, I'm sick, I'm sick," most likely my body will become sick. I don't know how the body does it. It just does. The mind and the body are two powerful things that we don't understand yet. These people who do these things are, I don't even know. It's kind of hard to imagine because, I mean, the things they do, it's unfathomable. But keep your eyes out. Keep your eyes always open for situations. You never know what kind of people are around you in this world, who's bad, who's good, whatever. I would just do research on your own. That's all I could say. Just do the research because you're never gonna get a Jewish person to confess that they're into these things. That'd be like asking a murderer, "Did you kill that person, really?" He's never gonna tell you. Or like asking Matt Gaetz, "Are you a faggot, pedophile faggot?" He's never gonna tell you, but he is. He's gay. And he's a pedophile. A lot of these people are disgusting. A lot of these people who jumped on this movement, try to get ahead of the story, they're all pedophiles. Isaac Cappy, Matt Gaetz, Jenna Jameson, so many people who you probably thought were good at once. Lindsey Graham, all these people, they're all evil. They're all pedophiles. So, I mean, that's just disgusting. Being a faggot and a pedophile, I don't know how we're not rounding these people up one by one and hanging them in the streets to show the rest of them not to fuck with us, not to even come close with our children. But no, you guys are just docile. You're letting it happen. I mean, you're realistically letting people touch your children. You drop your kids off at school to people you never know. You only meet once, what, once a year to parent-teacher conference night? "Oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, yeah, you're the person that's indoctrinating my kid?" Yep. And who knows what they do to your kids? Teachers are absolutely weird, in my opinion. Let's see. So you're dropping your kids off to these strangers, and then you're letting these trannies read your kid's story time in the library, having your kid sit on this tranny's lap while the tranny plays with your kid's hair. I'm sure he's touching your kid. So what's it gonna take? Is it gonna take for your kid to go missing for then you're gonna start to have a voice and have an opinion? Is it going to take something close to home to happen to you in order for you to actually say something? I notice a lot of people don't give a fuck about missing children until it's one of their own friends or one of their own kids. "Oh, that's weird. Weren't you just not caring about missing children? Oh, now all of a sudden you care. Okay, that's interesting." That's what's wrong with society. We need to fucking wake up. We need to look out for each other. We need to protect each other. There's too much selfishness going on. It's like, "Oh, well, I'm not broke, so why do I care if that person's poor? I have money." But then when that person goes broke, they're like, "Why isn't anybody helping me? No one cares about me." A lot of people are hypocrites. A lot of people have double standards that they use daily that they don't even realize it. A lot of patriots are hypocrites as well. They don't understand it. They're like, "Oh yeah, I hate evil people. I hate people who worship the devil. I hate people who worship anything but God." But here you are worshiping Jesus, which is the Son, so you're just as dumb as them. Please shut your fucking mouth. Thank you very much. Too many people think they know too much when in reality no one knows shit and no one's even qualified for the jobs that they're doing. Have you noticed that too? No one seems to be fucking qualified for the job that they have. Even at the lowest level, go down to Subway, try to get a Subway sandwich. They fuck it up even if you tell them directly to their face what you want. Then you take it to a higher level, they fuck it up. No one knows what they're doing. Teachers are stupid. You shouldn't never put your kid in the school to begin with. That's fucking retarded. That's your fault. Your kid's a retard and he has no social skills. He lacks critical thinking. He has no ability to think for himself or use discernment when people are telling him shit, especially bullshit. Don't complain about the system when a part of the system, you're the first filter in the system, right? The parent. I know this is supposed to be about Phoenicians and bullshit, but I'm going on a rant right now, all right? Because it's true, okay? This is the only reason why I'm ranting, because it means a lot, and this is a valid point. If you're so afraid of this world, of the outside world, of the system, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, then why the fuck are you allowing your child past the first filter, which is you as a parent? You should be filtering out this bad bullshit. Don't let your kids eat shit. Don't let your kids watch shit. Don't let your kids be surrounded by pieces of shit, even if it's their friend. Show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Show me your kids' friends, I'll show you your child's future. Seriously. Hey, I don't know why little Jimmy's fucking doing crack now and he's only 15. Yeah, because you let him hang out with little fucking Tyrese down the street and his mom and his uncle and his stepdad fucking teaching him all kinds of bullshit. So, parents, please stop living in fear when you are the main, you're like the first person to allow anything to come into your kid's brain. Anyway, right? So, be the filter, be the first good filter, be strong, use discernment, try to think, is this good for my kid or is this bad for my kid? Because otherwise society's just going to fall apart. And once our children are taught these ways of being degenerate and not giving a fuck about the country, not looking into things, not having a voice or standing up for what's right, even if it hasn't been done to them personally, society will fail. And it's already going that way. A lot of people are being saved right now by the military, which is great. But a lot of people will, they're going to ride this Trump bandwagon. When all is revealed, when everything gets exposed that you've been, half of the country has been worshiping Satanists, pedophiles. A lot of those people who are voting Democrat, a lot of those people who are talking shit about Trump supporters and Trump himself, I guarantee you that you're going to see a movement of people coming from that side over to this side. And I guarantee you they will say verbatim, I never once hated Trump. I never once voted for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Joe Biden. I guarantee you they will say that. Many of your friends who have already turned your back on you because of Trump, because of the media's brainwashing skills, I guarantee you the majority of those people will turn around and worship Trump for what he has done, what he's about to do. Because this is on January 19th. He's about to change the world. So go easy on these people. You know, just sort of remind them, hey, you know, let's not forget you were a dumb piece of shit. But I'm glad that you finally realized that you were a dumb piece of shit and that I was right. So be prepared because it's coming. It's the same thing as like when the Los Angeles Lakers win the the championship, all of a sudden everyone's a Lakers fan. Or when the Patriots win the Super Bowl, oh, everyone's a fucking Patriots fan now. Or when the Warriors won, oh, everyone's a Golden State Warriors fan. Wow, how fucking convenient. Trust me, this is what's going to happen. You're going to want to punch these people in the face. Have restraint. Be easy on them. Remember that they're retarded. And by retarded, I mean underdeveloped mentally. Right? It has nothing to do with the disabled children who I respect and love, whatever. So don't get offended when I use the word retarded, because maybe you're retarded because you don't know the definition of the word retarded, which is, you know, underdeveloped mentally. A lot of these retards will come to you and tell you how they knew all along, when in reality they were rejecting this movement the entire time. A lot of people are going to try to flip sides, but it's going to be too late and they won't be able to walk down the streets, so they're going to go into hiding. A lot of people will commit suicide, trust me. And the rest of the people, I mean the people who are just neutral, they're just reaping the benefits. So much beneficial things are going to come out of this as far as medicine, technology, revelations about what's been going on. Just everything, right? And all the people who are like, hey, the world's going to end. Look at the end times and the Bible and the Jerusalem. And Trump fucking recognize this as a holy city, and that's in the Bible and the Revelation, and holy shit, man, the world's gonna end. Those people are retarded too. Extremely retarded. The world never ends. You might die, but the world never ends. Trust me, the world never fucking ends. It just keeps going. Okay. Those people are retarded. Don't listen to them. Don't even give them an ounce of energy, because trust me, it's energy wasted. You need your energy, okay? You need it for things that are actually happening. Just don't listen to the people who are trying to instill fear in your mind. The majority of these people come from the media, which are the Phoenicians, Deep State, whatever. So now that you got a whole full picture of what's been going down, I guess, on a planet-wide scale, that should help you understand. And I'm sorry if you already knew all this information and you just had to listen to it. Hopefully I'll get some new information for you next time I do a podcast on this topic. But that's just that's the basics of it. I posted a couple stories on my Instagram regarding the Phoenicians and how all these people have six toes and they're all deformed because all they do is inbreed, and it's disgusting. But stay positive, folks. If you don't know how to stay positive, I would suggest relaxing, turning off your phone, turning off the TV, the news, the bullshit news. Don't even watch the news. If anybody watches the news and listens to this podcast, I don't understand that dynamic, but just don't, okay? And I would suggest smoking a little bit, taking your mind off of things. Not tobacco, that kills you. Don't drink. Drinking alcohol is degenerate. It kills your brain cells. Not to mention it separates your conscious mind from your actual, what you're supposed to be thinking, right? That's why people feel out of control. Oh, I have no control when I'm drunk. I black out. Yeah, because you're a degenerate piece of shit. And drinking alcohol, even beer, is degenerate. It's stupid. It's retarded. Okay, so roll up a joint or eat an edible. I don't care. Do whatever you want, but that's my suggestion. I love smoking weed. It's the best. If you abuse anything, do it too much, yeah, that's not how you do it. But just like anything, drinking too much water, you'll drown, right? Oh, I drink a ton of water. Well, you're going to die if you do that. So it's just the same thing. No one's ever died from weed, but man, a whole lot of people have fallen asleep, that's for sure. So thanks again for listening to the Lion Logic podcast. I really do appreciate everyone who follows me on Instagram and supports this movement. You're doing amazing work, seriously. Even if you've posted one meme to bring awareness to anything, you've done more than I'd say 70% of mankind has ever done throughout time, right? So all the people who've walked around on the earth through time and time again, who've just lived their life on a one track, whatever the fuck, right? They're just going to work, going home, going to work, going home, sleeping, eating, and then they die. You've done more than 80%, maybe even more, I would say safely 70% of humanity as a whole, right? Just by posting one meme. So keep at it. Keep bringing awareness. Stay positive. That's most important. And just ignore and block anyone who's demoralizing or negative, because we're at a point where there's really no time left to be waking people up. Tomorrow, people will wake up and they will be whether they want to be woken up or not. But like I said, go easy on these people. Help them understand what's happening. And don't be condescending, because it puts people off. And just try to be understanding. So thanks again, everybody. This was way longer than I thought because of my rants. So I'm sorry about that. But if you made it all the way this far, thank you very much. And I hope you have a good day, and peace out.